following is a digital media production.
All right, Sherrod, do you ever have this problem that I have?
What's that?
That I am plagued with. Literally every time I take off my pants, it stinks up the room.
Okay? I've noticed, Kurt. I didn't want to say.
And I thank you for that. But you're not going to have to worry about it anymore, buddy, because thanks to Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
Our new sponsor, and I got my new undergarments,
which are
naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, my friend.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And first of all, these Mack Weldon underwear, I have them on right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I have them on right now, and they feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know what fabric that is.
Yeah.
But it fits perfectly on my beautiful brown skin.
From now on, when Pants and Skirts Metzger comes in, people are going to say, yay, instead of, oh, God, what is that?
I mean, Mack Weldon have the best, like, T-shirts and boxers and socks.
Yeah, what I got was, I got two undershirts and some underwear. The underwear is great.
I did the opposite. I did two boxers and one T-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yes, I got to get a lot more stuff.
The T-shirts, undershirts are perfect. They're perfect for, like, if you have a suit. Like, if you have a dumb suit on like I do right now, it's the perfect undershirt, I must say.
And here's the good news. Go to MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon.com. Use the Race Wars promo. We got a Race Wars promo.
20% off.
20% off. Use the Race Wars promo at MackWeldon.com. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. They got everything. They got socks, they got T-shirts, they got sweatpants. I mean, the material is so comfortable. I can sleep and I feel like I'm butt naked. That's right.
I think that on behalf of the Mack Weldon Corporation, never mention that again. Okay. But seriously, go to MackWeldon.com, 20% off using the code word Race Wars.
It's almost like performance gear because when you move around in it, you can't feel, you don't even feel it. It's like,
yeah, you know what this is good for, man? If you got to like work on something all day. And yeah. You know exactly how brutal that is. This is like the ideal undergarment for that.
I'm telling you, go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off. Use the promo code RACEWARS. And you won't be disappointed.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we're them boys. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, pop a bottle. Hold up, hold up, hold up. If you suck and swallow, smell that marijuana, they going follow, throwing money on her like she won the lotto. Pussy must be serious. Hold up, scarred of heights come face to fears. Hold up, hold up. Do it just like Nikki, going and bend it over. Say she never smoked, I turned her to a stoner. Young nigga, but I'm ready. Oh, foreign girls, call me sexy. And white girls, gimme Becky. But first, I gotta roll this joint. Baby, hold up, hold up, hold up.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you hear yourself? I don't hear me.
Yeah, now.
I don't hear me now.
This is always the I don't hear me show. Every goddamn episode, we have never had the mic. Every episode. And so we just came back from, I assume, listening to the Fletcher McTaggart version.
Yes, that version of the...
added in post because we didn't have it live.
I feel like, I sound like I'm having a stroke. My headphones, something's not matching up.
Yeah?
It sounded a little better before. Maybe I'm just baked.
You could be baked. Okay. Yeah, so we're back, Race Wars.
Race Wars, we're back, fuckers.
I'm in a fucking suit because I was doing a movie. I didn't dress up for this fucking episode of Race Wars.
Kurt's dressed like a fucking funeral chauffeur.
I drive an Uber on the side, so let's all calm down.
He does a deaf Uber. It's a different... Just click three times, you'll get it.
Okay. A Lyft was hiring, and things...
You look like you're staying the weekend at a dead man's house.
I rushed you from the set, Sherrod. I'm playing it. It's a weekend at Curdy's.
Weekend at Curdy's.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
Christ.
So, yeah, so we're doing this episode because I got to leave town tomorrow.
It's a bonus episode.
Yeah,
so I call it a toss away. We're going to toss it away.
Well, because last time I was on, we were talking about Megan's blog.
Okay, you what?
Remember the last episode? Shut Up Meg is the name of the episode.
That wasn't the last episode. That was two episodes ago, you fucker.
We the last had an episode one I was last here. Week. The last episode I was here.
See,
I
only, he don't even count the episodes that he's not here.
No.
You don't even count them as an episode.
I don't even don't
like,
listen
oh,
to
we
him.
Was off last week, so this week.
I don't care.
We had an episode last week.
I assume time stops.
It was great. What an episode. Everybody got to stretch their legs.
Is that right?
That's right.
There was more leg room.
There was a lot more leg room in the studio. His dumb legs and torso taking
people
up all
say
room.
I take up a lot of leg room on this show. Well, so anyway, yeah, we were talking about the last time I was here.
Okay.
Okay.
I vaguely remember.
I know. That's the thing. I had to leave. It would have been good to just have you on like right after. But now what fucking happened is there's a whole different fucking beef.
Well, Kesh, you got so many
I got to clean up two messes on one show.
Keith got Facebook. Wait, Keith. Kurt's got Facebook yeah. beef.
If you're trying to mess me on beef. Facebook, I'm
who
suspended.
Who even beefs on? So who's got beef there when you can block people?
no, that's your question. But I'll tell
I block them.
Okay, but listen.
Block them.
Here's the thing.
What's that? Block.
I do that also.
Sorry, Grandma. Block.
No, I do that also. I mean, I'm not. I don't lose sleep if I get a bad tweet from a guy named like Greedy McJewbags. I feel like I'll do okay without him as a fan.
Okay, that's fair.
But I could give a shit about my fucking social media. But
okay,
we do get people on the show from it.
Now this is with the Delfino. This is the what happened with
this and, was Delfino.
And Jessica's here too.
Hey.
Thank all right, you. So Megan, you're great job. You're
hi. How are you?
And Megan,
are
Megan,
you
what's your last
having
name?
A good day, huh?
What's your last name?
Sullivan.
Sullivan.
It's Irish.
Yes, it is. Now, you're northern or southern?
I have no idea.
See, you got to know if you're a proddy cunt or a Fenian bastard.
Oh.
That's right. And then as
sorry
you...
I'm sorry.
Sorry to throw your people
I'll
in your
brush
face.
Brush up next time.
Well, you
and
should.
Keep in mind
on my
as
Irish
you,
history.
It makes a difference. I mean, it's a big difference. Yeah. It's like the Crips and the Bloods over there.
As you
I
age, you'll
I
have to
care.
Make a choice also as an Irish person between Spooky Witch or Old Baby. And you're going to go with one. That's all
I'm
going
to go with Spooky Baby.
The Billy Burr?
I prefer to be, yeah. I make a much spookier baby.
So,
So what's the beef? What's going on? Explain it to the fans.
All right, so if you were here,
I don't have a beef.
Big shout to the truckers.
Yeah, no, it's not, this is not a beef. The next thing is a potential beef when the dude from Red Bar calls in.
Okay, so this is not a beef. This is
a separate thing.
So what
I
is
don't
this?
Eat
what's
beef.
Going on?
This was Jessica's. Remember, Jessica had her. So she has a thing called womenincomedy.org.
Okay.
I don't have that thing.
Or well, what did you. Who?
She has a blog.
Has it been this long, Kurt? You've forgotten about me so quickly.
Oh,
I'm
you,
disappointed.
You have no idea all this shit.
I'm so sad.
You got to understand that there's...
I was really hoping you'd remember
Listen, right now there's two...
Are you writing a book? Is that... Meg, is that what...
Fuck.
Is that, were you writing
what's
a book?
What's the reason why I came here? Sorry, what?
Were you writing a book? Is that...
I was, but thank you, Kurt. I'm no longer writing a book. Thanks.
Why? You know? You
squashed my dreams of being an author.
Slow
one
down,
day.
Hold
James.
On, I don't know what's going on.
I don't crawl out of my vagina cave for just anybody. Okay?
Easy, James Fry.
Is this a Hillary Clinton rally? I don't know what's going on.
I don't come out for anyone. I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. What's womenincomedy.org?
It's an anonymous, it's a website.
It's not
their
your
organization.
Site?
No.
Whose site is it?
It's women in comedy.
Great booking, asshole.
I don't know.
Well, no, this one
I don't know them.
Me. But your blog was the right blog, the Shut Up Meg blog.
It's hardly a blog, but sure. Thank
no,
you.
No, I know. I couldn't find any other article except
I'll
the one about
me. I'll take a compliment
me.
Wherever I can.
But this is the ongoing thing. As you know, I am a fucking frequent blog topic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
he's a blog
yeah. smasher. There's right now two
it's
massive
one of your buzzwords,
factions.
Kurt.
Yeah, there's two factions online.
Blogs.
Of the blogits on one side.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm like a misogynist too. And then on the other side, Mike will be calling out on the right side of the spectrum. I'm officially a cuck who the women push around.
Cuck,
it's amazing.
So you're both things.
What is a cuck? I'd like to have that explained to me
friend.
What a cuck is.
You're taking all the jobs from
what
somebody.
Is a cuckold? A
cuckold
is
that's a sex thing, right?
A man who...
supposed to know that.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, the actual word is...
I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking
it's
about
something about dick,
cuckold
right?
is actually a verb, right? Is it a
cuckold?
Verb?
I feel
oh,
like
it's when
I'm
someone
watching
else
an
fucks
episode
your
of some white
yeah.
show
it's
that
when
I don't
someone
like.
Fucks your wife and
behind
you
your back.
Jerk off
it's not
to
friends.
It. That's
I'm
a cuckold.
Something else.
I know.
Why don't we
it's
one at a
time? Porn.
What's going on?
Why don't we one at a time do this?
I don't even know what's going on.
All right, first of all...
Somebody explain cuckold to me right now.
There's a whole bunch of lines going. People doing bits.
Yeah.
The fuck is...
All right, first of all, cuckold is, if you don't know, you're being cheated on by your wife, and then when the bunny ears people put behind... that's that's supposed to mean I'm fucking
the furries,
your wife.
The furries.
So that's what a cum. Cool. Or it could be a porn where you get like a black guy to fuck your wife, and then you the guy like laps the cum up. And that's
I call
cuckold.
That prom. But all right.
Well, that clears a lot of stuff for me now. Not a lot more is clear now. Thank you.
But now there's a word just cuck, which is like a buzzword for if you're like an MRA kind of guy, and then whatever. Anybody you think it's frequently used by a guy who I'm sure has never touched a woman in his life, and I
so you used that word for a while.
No, I've never used that word. I have no idea when that became a fucking thing.
New.
I got it because I defended Amy when that whole bullshit thing of the stealing thing. I became a cuck because
I've just heard that you've referred to a lot of women as cucks as well. So
you've heard me do that?
Oh yeah, totally.
You've never heard me say this.
Chick says cuck all the time. You said that recently.
Not about a woman. It was a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see how you can confuse
well,
us.
Well, no. I think you said it about me, actually.
That
I think
you're a
called
cuck?
Me a cuck. Yes, you
no,
did.
I've never
and
used
I remember
that.
It being like, that sounds kind of cute.
Yeah, I've never
Aww,
said that.
Thanks.
But I would never use the word cuck. Like, I despise it.
It is kind of gross.
Well, you're just a fucking idiot. I mean, like, you don't know what the fucking word means, and it's like a catch word, so that bugs me. So you didn't hear that from me.
But it's fascinating.
I'm an idiot? That's not.
If you use it, you're an idiot. Now,
here's how this thing started. Thanks, sorry.
So you did contact Jessica to see if she had stories about...
I didn't contact Jessica, no.
So she put an email out to a community of people, mm-hmm. a female
I put out a message, a Facebook message.
And I responded.
She responded.
Actually, I didn't see it on Facebook. I saw it in like a kind of a private
A
group.
Private Facebook group.
And I responded
and
I said, sure. I've been doing comedy for 15 years. I have some stories, but I don't have any about men that I can think of.
It was specifically how men have used or abused you in comedy. They were asking for it. You didn't have that. You said, actually,
well,
it was mostly girls that were
me. It was me. Yeah. I'm the one who asked, not they, me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for women in comedy.
No.
You quote it in this blog about me a lot. The stories from that.
Well,
so anyway, look, here's the point. She put her story up. That men had really done nothing bad to her, and it was mostly women who were mean to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, to be fair,
that was a response to me. Though.
To be fair, I never spent a lot of time with Jessica, so
right.
I could have.
It was a reaction to the question.
I would have shit it on her.
I think that did stimulate my.
Let
my
me set
answer.
It up. Let me just finish setting it up with my fucking funeral suit on,
sorry.
Please. Please, when I wear a conductor suit, let me wave my hands and make my show happen. So Jessica got pressure from a whole fucking bunch of people that she was selling womankind out by just saying what she said, and then she ended up taking her fucking thing down when putting up an apology, and then I go, Jessica, what are you fucking doing? Why would you get punked out
so
like
Jessica
that?
Took down her story about
because she got
helped.
Pressured by all these
who's who pressured you?
And she don't
some,
white
so.
People?
Some
white
friends,
people?
Some comedians, white people. Some people who were mostly of the white gender.
100%. Was it 100% white?
Me!
Was
me.
It 100?
No, I'm just kidding.
Was
it
100%
me.
The white people?
I mean...
Let's be honest.
Personally,
you went through all the shit.
People
you,
who
let's take let's
you know,
take
look,
a poll.
A lot of my friends are white. You know,
one,
so a lot
two.
Of my friends
like five
contacted
white
me.
You guys gotta
okay.
go, listen. Everybody's gotta go one at a time, man. I like, swear to God, it's like there's
thank
two.
You.
He's freaking out.
You understand?
Guys.
There's three.
Come
there's
on.
Two white girl voices, and at the same time, it sounds like one white girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
we're in stereo.
I smoked for 20 years to have this voice to distinguish myself. And Sherrod.
You know what? The 3:10 to Yuma is right. Everybody, don't talk over each other.
All right.
Trust me.
Did you call me the 3:10 to Yuma? I didn't get it.
It's all a train. Right. It's a train joke, but trust me. It's
well,
a
whatever.
Trucker high-fiving himself right now.
So then on the show, we were
and
reading. Remember, Megan wrote a blog back. See, this is why I didn't understand how you had a blog.
I created
about it. Yeah, why?
Just
now,
for you.
Yeah, why though? That's what I didn't understand is like what it was about. And also, you seem to think that I'm talking about, like you said, you think women should be harassed when I say
And that's what it sounds like.
I said
at least.
Men and women. And when I said harassment, I was pretty specific that anything sexual harassment or the story you included where somebody
right.
stuck
the
his hand.
Right. The other things also apply, though, not just sexual things.
Somebody stuck.
Right. But,
yeah, that's my point. That's
but,
my whole point.
Okay. Well, what
basically.
Was called micro.
This girl hates you, by the way, Kurt.
Get in the fucking line.
I don't know if you noticed that, but she hates you.
Get in line behind.
Oh, no. I don't hate. No hate. All love, baby. Don't you see my dress?
Listen.
You think I'd be wearing... This is a hateful dress. Is this a dress of hate?
No, it's a...
No.
It's a
this
is, a,
my, is this is my dead mom's dress.
I've seen hate
hold
toward
on, wait,
Kurt
wait.
Before.
Hold
and
on.
She was
on.
A hippie, and this
wait,
is her dress.
You're telling me your mom was in a Peruvian flute dance?
No. No, my mom was a big... No, I'm just kidding. She wasn't.
All right,
she was an asshole, but...
Well, all right,
this
so,
is... I'm here out of respect and about out of
no,
trying to come
coming.
To a common agreement and have a
yeah,
discussion.
What did y'all
discussion.
Disagree on, by the way? What did y'all disagree on? You and Kurt?
I think this is an issue where comments on the internet get miscommunicated and misunderstood in a lot of respects, actually. So I'm here to clear some of the bullshit up because I think a lot of shit gets fucking convoluted on Facebook. And
like
people just react to sentences. They're like, oh, I hate you. And
like what? Like, give me an example.
Just the whole thing that happened over this thing with you. And
did you feel attacked?
I didn't feel attacked.
No, not attacked.
So you took it down to apologize, and then people started attacking her?
I did a little bit. I mean, actually, yeah, that's a lie. I did feel a little bit attacked, but I wasn't scared or like, ooh, afraid
of
people.
When I posted my blog post, did you take it as a direct,
No, the only thing I took it as is what you told me it was. You told me that it was a reaction to my initial question.
Well,
so that's what I took it as.
But I did not respond, actually, when you had emailed me. You said, hey, you know, so I'd like to hear stories. And I actually did write a response to you, and I actually think I saved it as a draft. But I really liked the idea of, you know, what I was writing about. I liked the idea of writing about how women had been, in my experience, meaner to me than men had been in comedy.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this on my blog.
I
like this, and I'm going to share it. And after I shared it, we had a couple emails. You emailed me, and you were like, hey,
what's
going on?
Because there was a lot of, it seemed like there was a lot of misunderstanding.
Because it really exploded in a way I didn't really expect it
to
either.
Here's the main misunderstanding is this womenincomedy.org that I was laughing at before, I never was attacking it. I was merely defending her. So this whole thing started from me defending a woman. You get that, right? It wasn't me defending my brethren.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, you said brethren.
Yeah, I know. I like that word, brethren.
From white people stealing from the brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Once again.
Absolutely. I love to steal from the brothers. Thank you. You have me pegged.
I don't feel flattered either.
You got to say it like you
don't. I do. You're right.
Where do you live right now? Where do you live?
I live outside.
Where black people used to live, motherfucker.
I'm homeless. I'm a homeless person, all right? I don't have a home. You got me.
Tell
I live in my mom's basement.
Hi.
I live in my mom's basement.
Okay.
You don't live in your mom's basement. Stop saying these things.
I want to say them. They make me feel comfortable.
Do you mean like you live like that's your address or like that's where you really feel alive?
I mean, it's where I feel both, actually. No, I'm just fucking around.
Look, so what about
get to the point.
Yeah, like what about my particular comments?
I will gladly tell you if I can have the floor for a moment. My problem was that normally, okay, I spent the last 30 years of my life not fucking with Kurt Metzger online. This is not something where I woke up and I was like, today's the day, I'm going to do it.
So you wasted 30 years.
Kurt.
So you wasted 30 years.
30
what
years
else?
On my pent-up aggression.
Yeah.
And, basically, I felt like it was a situation where you became involved because you made a comment, and then the comment was related to me because I started this whole fucking thing. I started the momentum.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's fair enough.
So I think
that's
that,
not
that's I think
fine.
That discussion is good, and I think that basically you seem to be promoting a perspective that is subtly, if not very... noticeably one-sided, and I didn't think that was fair.
Oh well,
and I didn't think
you'll be glad to find out I don't have a one-side perspective.
Yeah, I know, but I'm glad. I am glad, I'm not saying I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you are this evil, menacing person who wants to silence women.
I am. I'm saying
I don't
that.
Think you're intentionally going on the internet. I don't think you're intentionally going on the internet and saying, I don't want any of these bitches to talk. I don't think that's what you're doing. It is what you're saying.
Right.
It is what you're saying. It doesn't matter what your intentions are, because what you are saying with a lot of your words on Facebook, I'm not talking about on stage, I'm not talking about, and I'm talking about what you said in response to my article, and a response to Jessica's article.
Okay.
That people deserve to be harassed.
That's right.
In certain circumstances.
Yeah.
And that, what the fuck?
Just for wanting to be a comic, I said that.
Yeah, why though? I don't understand that.
Well, see, the start of my comment was how loose the term harassment is now. So what I'm talking about is, and this
but I'm
women,
not talking.
Yeah,
about
okay.
That,
what I'm talking about is something you would call a microaggression, or someone saying a racial, or whatever is the shit we say to each other at the Comedy Cellar.
Awful things.
The viciousness at the Comedy Cellar is the gold standard for making comics. Okay, so that absolutely is fine. Now, someone sticking their hand down your pants at a show, I would say that's a pretty big problem.
Okay, I put my hand down my pants, and guy...
If someone attacked you like that, because you gave that example in your blog.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's...
Some guy put his hands down your pants?
No, this is one of the things from the blog.
Yeah, and I read that one also, but that's 12 in... after 11,
it was one of the first things that came up when I went on there.
Well, the first one that came up when I went on there was my improv coach fucked me, and it turned out he fucked everyone in class. But he's in a position of power.
So did my improv coach.
So my issue.
But I learned a lot.
Yeah. Did you learn improv?
I learned a lot from that dick.
Short form or long form?
What are we talking about?
My point is, it seems you're trying to create some sort of definition of what harassment is.
Yes. Well, here's why.
I don't see that as very empathetic or helpful to anything at all. And I don't understand why you would want to spend your time supporting the opposite of progress and supporting the opposite of support for people who need it.
Okay.
People who need support.
I'll tell you why. Number one, anything that's the opposite of identity politics, I will just stand in the way of because I hate that shit. And I know people mistake that for progress, but identity politics is bullshit.
Secondly, I don't know what you mean by that.
That's what this whole boys against the girls thing is.
I'm not saying boys against the girls.
Not
you completely misread my point.
Not
and
you.
That's what you said originally.
I'm talking about women
said,
in comedy.
You said that about me, though. You said that I'm trying to cherry pick a situation and create it in my witch lair with my cauldron.
I think by the article that you were writing.
In this article specifically, you picked the bad ones. Now, these are all terrible. And listen,
because I'm trying to show you that when you call the womenincomedy.org
blog. Let me finish. Okay? Now, look. This is all. If it was only these three stories happened, that's enough to have a whole website. These three women had hands down their pants. The website. That's that bad. The number, you don't have to pad the stats.
I'm not padding any stats.
That's what they do on womenincomedy.org. They take bullshit stories like my improv coach fucked a lot of people and mix it in with a real story.
Who the hell?
And why would you take away from a real rape victim with some bullshit?
It's not taking away.
How is it not?
I don't think it's taking away from anything because I don't think it's your place to judge someone else's perspective and experience like that and say, oh, well, yours is valid, but yours is not because I said so. I'm Judge Kurt Metzger, and I am God, apparently.
So like, you read the T-shirt.
No, you're not. Well, you're not God. Listen. You don't get to say who gets to speak and who doesn't. That is not your call.
Who said who gets to speak?
Well, you do.
The whole fight was me defending her. Saying what she wanted
to
say.
Yeah, well, it was convenient that you defended her, but she wasn't talking about any of the shit that usually pisses you off. Your buzzwords, Kurt. Your fucking buzzwords. Harassment.
Bzz.
Sexual. Anything. Assault.
Buzz.
Whenever anyone talks about these issues.
None of those are my buzzwords.
No.
What are your buzzwords? What are
buzzwords? Sexual harassment. I noticed that you definitely have problems with women who talk about harassment online. And white male privilege.
You
hate that.
Don't get them
started.
White male privilege. Talking about my white male privilege. Can anybody see it? Fuck.
The first one you said. What's the first one you just said?
Sexual harassment.
Before,
after that. Before
white privilege. I don't remember.
I went bzzz.
Buzz.
I know, you buzzed.
I buzzed three times.
White man, white boy, anything with white in it, when you attack that literal porn girl online.
You know
the literal porn girl. You know
she's a moron.
You went ape shit. I don't care. Her intelligence doesn't matter.
Hold on.
And it does when you make a joke about her.
She's a human being.
Yeah, but she's
a human being, and you fucking went after her over a comment.
Is that what you think I did? I was defending.
I have the screen caps.
I was defending.
Because that's all I do. I take screen caps.
Some open micer wrote.
And masturbate to them.
Some open micer wrote to me that he
Prove
was...
Yours are my favorite.
Could I finish?
Yours are my favorite.
Some open micer wrote to me he's getting bullied by hundreds of fucking tweets by his dippy bitch literal porn. So I jumped in and made jokes at her in defense of a guy she was bullying.
She was not bullying. No, him.
You got the right to bully a bully. Everybody knows that. You can rape a rapist, you can bully a bully.
So
That's the law.
Hold on. I made a couple jokes. Then I wrote to her and I go, listen, I hope you're not offended. I think you're kind of interesting. Come on my show.
I saw that.
You can say whatever you want. She changed the order around. The Daily Dot's full of shit, by the way.
Okay.
They changed the whole order around.
I'm willing to be open to that, being true.
So I invite her, come on. After I invite her, come on, then I, harassment. The same thing with Dippy Gabby Dunn. Hey, Gabby, you want to come on and talk about that Billy Bird joke you thought was offensive?
Right.
Say whatever you want. We just want to understand your perspective. I was harassed by Kurt Metzger.
that's why, Kurt, I tell you, let me do the booking.
You can understand.
When I go in, they go like this, Sherrod's so nice. Yeah, I'll do the show. When you come in all clumsy like a Frankenstein.
Well,
it scares people.
You can understand from my perspective what that looks like, because I didn't know that part of what you just said. How the fuck would I know that? All I saw were those retarded fucking comments you were blasting at her that
those
looked so retarded and
great.
Immature
she,
that
wait,
I was
wait.
Like, this guy is a moron. Wait, I'm never going to fuck with him.
Can
it's not worth my time.
Can I just say something?
But then you involved me, so I'm here.
Okay, now that I'm involved, you can
I
just say.
I thought you hated him, though. Listen, I called it.
I don't hate you. No hate,
hold
baby.
On.
No hate.
Megan, can I just tell you
zero hate.
One more thing about literal porn?
Yeah.
She has the face that like a surgeon builds for you after a chimp bites your face off.
Cool. Well, yours is just perfect. You have a great face.
I would fuck her once a year.
You're one listen, to call someone a serpent
for,
face,
you know,
by the way.
Give a shit. Listen, I don't give a shit at all about being called white boy, but don't start
yes,
talking.
Yes, you do.
No, well,
oh, my God.
But if you
Kurt,
get
are
called
you serious?
Wait. Let
you
me
don't
say,
give
God
a
damn
shit?
It. God damn it, let
yes,
me say
you
something.
Yes, you do. You give so much shit about
if
it.
If you get
come
called
on.
A white boy from an Asian girl who's trying to be black, I got a problem with that.
Well, that I didn't think
that's
of that,
what
but that's
said.
A fucking great point.
That's what I said.
Blah, blah, blah.
But all you got to do is
speak in your own tongue.
You're fucking wrong. You're wrong.
Like an idiot parallel?
Listen, you could say that to me, but if I give it back to you, like I call you Rachel Dolagong, which
go
is
ahead.
Hilarious,
yes,
I don't
want to
hear, you're a racist.
Really
I don't want to hear that. You started the fucking race shit, and I'll finish it for you. That's not fucking unfair at all.
No.
Call me white boy. I'll laugh at that. But don't then act like you're, I'm a woman of color. First of all, bitch, you're Korean. You're not a woman of color.
Well, they have barbecue, so.
You've been with white
the
people
Koreans
the whole
time. The
Koreans
eat the barbecue, goddammit. That's black
okay,
enough.
Okay, well then, fuck. Well, my main concern is that what, I know you have low self-esteem, Kurt, and you think no one knows who you are, but
yes! No, she's right
hold on
that.
Can I tell you something?
No one knows
she
who I
you,
am.
Nigga.
I'm virtually fucking invisible. I'm not on television and movies. You're fucking delusional.
Do you know what
you're
gave
delusional.
Me low self-esteem? How he just laughed like that. That really hurt my feelings.
No one
he
knows
really,
who I
you.
Am.
He genuinely
Pit
enjoyed
stage.
That.
Kurt, true, though.
Who
nobody,
does?
Nobody does really
a lot
know
of,
who
oh, I'm sorry.
Who's, a
who
lot
in this
know
room
Kurt
of stand-up comedians has
some
a high self-esteem?
Some people know who Kurt
I do.
Is.
A lot
the
of
black
people
one,
know who
obviously.
Kurt is.
The black
you
one,
go
Dante,
into the,
too.
Into the street and
Dante's
ask,
black.
You know, public,
I stay in America,
in, like, Union Square.
Stay in America.
That doesn't matter. What matters is a lot of a giant portion of people do know him.
In the
more people
world.
That know
in
him.
In the stand-up world.
Okay. Way more people
one
that
second,
know him.
Hold on. Cunt corner.
I know like 100 people.
One
top.
Second.
Now, will my ex and the nail salon lady from Mad TV, please?
I can actually do her. I can do her really well.
Well, don't. It's racist.
I can do okay. her better.
You don't want literal racist. Porn. Listen,
shut
when I said being
up.
Harassed,
shut
what I merely meant is if people make you see a form, it says, I felt gross this time. Don't train women to be weak, man. That's what
weak.
I don't like about
stop
it.
Stop saying that. That
if,
is not weak.
If your improv
you
coach fuck
no,
four
you
people
hold on
and
second.
You report it,
now,
yeah,
you,
it's weak.
If you can say that that's not weak, why can't he say that that is weak? And I agree. I think that, you know, I don't like the idea
girl
of people
fight.
Telling me personally that, you
oh,
know.
I'm not telling, I'm telling my opinion. In my opinion, that is not weak. Is that better? In my opinion, that is not
this
weak.
Is the problem
yeah.
with giving women the right to vote. Because now,
oh,
it's
yeah.
all mouth.
Go. You got that vote joke in there.
Susan
good
B.
Job,
Anthony,
Sherrod.
Susan B. Anthony, you're still a bitch.
I think it would make an appearance.
That means for bitch, Susan.
The vote joke. There it is, guys.
That was a
really,
good
really, you nailed it, Sherrod.
Yeah,
well,
great job. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do. I'm bringing some levity to
do
this
you guys
fucking
vote, by
Facts
way?
Of Life episode.
I do vote.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you vote?
I do vote.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Just asking.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Who you guys voting for in the next election? Are you wait, Democrats
really
or Republicans?
Good.
What are we dealing with here?
Right now, I'm kind of.
You're a Democrat, Jesse. I can tell.
I am
like,
a Democrat, yeah. but you know,
sorry.
She play acoustic guitar. You know, she's a Democrat.
I wish. I know that this is gonna make a lot of
so
people.
Jessica plays
angry,
a ukulele.
But...
That's no Democrat. Republican on this planet since Tiny Tim.
I play the rape whistle, the ukulele. Yeah,
yes.
definitely not a Democrat.
I've watched your
not
videos.
A Republican instrument. For
nice.
Sure.
Very good.
Now, what are you? Do you mind saying?
You don't want to be that.
I'm
good
independent,
at
by the way.
Rape whistle,
to...
by the way.
I want to be the best
all the
rape
way,
whistle
baby.
Player
Bernie.
In the world. Bernie's my grandpa.
I can
him.
Tell it. Bernie. He'll
Bernie.
Never
Bernie.
Win in the South. He's
I do.
Too a Jewish.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm just keeping it 100 now. Yeah.
My,
I like
my boyfriend's
but,
a Jewish. Shout out to my Jewish boyfriend.
If they don't know what a Kaddish is, then he ain't getting the vote.
Anyway, what I meant by...
It's a potato cake. We call them potato cakes.
Latkes. They're latkes.
Wait, what do we call them?
Potato cakes.
Vegan,
I had no
vegan
idea.
Vegan latkes.
I can't have potato whiz. Cakes because my sugars go up. We call them sugars.
When are you
going to
get these two girls to make out or something? What's going to be the conclusion?
I thought it was
going
to happen by now.
They go,
we get to the call.
Smooch it out,
all right,
girls.
So listen, it sounds like you just thought I said
selfish.
A bunch of shit that I didn't say. Because
I don't know. You did say it, but maybe, you know, it's an instance where like you were just, I don't know, tired or something.
Here's what
you're
I
like,
deal
this
with.
Makes sense.
Can I tell you what I deal with a lot?
And it doesn't. Because you contradict the shit out of yourself.
Really? A comedian like,
all,
contradicts
don't we all? Come on. Yeah, but we're all hypocrites.
Yeah, but I really
say you're not a hypocrite as hypocrite.
No, I'm definitely a hypocrite.
So?
Sure. We're all dicks, but I want to know what kind of dick you are. Are you a good
I'm
dick
a
or are you a bad
black,
dick?
I'm a big, black, veiny,
what kind
angry,
of dick are you?
Laying to the left.
Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch?
Good and bad is
ask around about.
No, no, no. That's not what I mean.
You know, there's so much judgment.
First of all, I think you guys are mispronouncing a word. It's called bitch.
I'm joking with him. I don't really think that. Yeah. I don't think people aren't complicated. People aren't that simple.
Hug
why,
it out.
Wait, why You're are right. you including right. this fucking Sadie Doyle fucking... God damn, she. You know Sadie Doyle's like fucking...
First of all, explain who Sadie Doyle
can
is.
Can I say that about an announcement? Can I just drop a real quick
people
announcement?
People in a listening don't know. Yes, Jesse.
I sent an email to Gloria Steinem about that blog post because I was curious. I wanted to know what Gloria Steinem had to say.
She did not answer back.
She responded.
That bitch got nothing to do, huh? Just waiting for bitches in distress. Ugh!
Wow.
Wayward! Wayward woman!
I wouldn't even answer my mother's email that fast.
And what did she say? What did Gloria
she responded.
Steinem
her oh, office, boy.
What'd she say?
Her secretary responded, and she said, I work with Gloria all the time, and I can very safely say that from reading this blog entry, I see absolutely nothing wrong with it. I don't find it feminist. I don't find it offensive. She said, what I would do is just explain why women were, you know, why do you think women were crueler to you than men? Let's get into that a little bit because maybe they're in a position where they feel like they have to be more competitive.
Totally.
You should have emailed her back. Bye, Felicia.
I want to say that I agree. Yeah. I agree with that.
Do you know who has to do that? You know who has to be mean to other people and a thing is like unfunny people.
Everybody's fucking mean to each other.
No.
But it's a different kind of mean.
There's a mean where you're trying to like stop, like the girl mean you're talking about. There's a certain kind of mean that's
and there's
like
a certain
a
type of treatment that is emotional abuse and causes significant emotional harm. And often that's worse than any other type of abuse.
Often, but get punched in the face and then get somebody to yell at you and then tell me what hurt.
No, the yelling hurts more and it has a lot longer lasting psychological effects.
Have
absolutely.
You ever been punched in your face?
Yes, I have.
By a man? By me?
Yeah,
tonight?
I've been man, by men, by women. I've been
beat
the
fuck
up. I doubt it.
I used to.
I doubt it.
Oh, you don't do it?
Nope.
How long did you do it for?
7 years.
Why'd you stop?
Because I hate it.
Oh, so you don't like it. If you're going to be a stand-up, you got to take that. I mean, the audience
like
is going to be drunken
the
animals.
The narcissist in me likes the attention, but it stresses me out. I have anxiety. No, thank you.
Yeah, you got to take that.
I think that there are a lot of people who are very sensitive in comedy. And
I think most of them. Most of them.
I'm too sensitive. Everybody's that's the bottom line.
Extremely sensitive.
Everybody who I know who's a comedian is sensitive.
I'm not going to make that judgment call. No, I'm woman enough to admit that I'm too sensitive.
Sorry, Shelby.
I mean, but I don't think that makes it cool.
You know, when I first started doing stand-up, I used to go to Harlem so that those people could torture me.
I remember you.
Those people.
What do you mean those people?
Those people.
She said those people, didn't
wow.
she?
I did. I said,
and you dated her.
Yeah.
Tells me a lot.
The people in the comedy clubs in Harlem.
Yeah, I did all that shit. And then I was like, I want
to
die.
Oh, is shit now? Coming
anymore.
To perform for my people in Harlem is shit? I done all that shit?
Yes,
well,
it is.
Thank you, Mr. White
it
Lady,
is
sir.
Shit.
With your jokes.
Shut up.
Can we go to commercial?
I did fucking great in Harlem. Philly's where you don't
no,
want
to
go.
I meant subjecting yourself to really difficult situations.
Yeah, Kevin Hart did better.
Where you knew you're going to be challenged. That's what I meant.
I know.
Where you
mean.
Knew you're going to be challenged.
Well, here's the point. If you go hang out at the cellar table,
you
we,
should get challenged everywhere.
We verbally abuse each
yes,
other.
And it's
absolutely.
Playing a black room. Don't make
and
you
I'm
some
sure
kind of hero.
And I'm sure it's because you're all hiding your fucking molestation whiteies. From one another. I'm positive
no, everybody talks about their molestations.
Oh, we have the best story.
They make fun of each other about it.
Colin Quinn has the best molestation.
I
want to
hear
it. It's so good. You got like three of them.
Then no one's gonna bust your balls for telling your molestation
I like
story. You can tell your molestation story.
I
can tell mine.
I almost got raped on a Boy Scout boat.
Molestation story.
I told that story already.
Hold whatever.
On. We don't have a dueling molestation story. Guys.
No, we're going to have no. I always win.
One of you has to pick.
My face is on a fucking billboard. I win, right? I think I'm in charge here, ain't I? Right. Thanks, Karen.
So here's what I want to do now. So it sounds
you
like.
Talk about your
so anyway, I was almost molested
we all
at a Boy
time.
Scout camp, Camp Kiowa, keep it real. And me and my boyfriend was on a canoe with one of the older scout masters, but he was young, but he was old, like 20-something. We like fucking 14, 13. And we go on, I already saw the look in the nigga's eyes. I told this story on Opie and Jimmy. I saw the look in the dude's eyes like he was getting some booty.
Yeah.
I jumped out the canoe, swam back to shore.
You looked like a young Usher back then.
Yes. Yeah, I was a young Usher.
He wanted some sweet Usher.
And then my boy Fred came back, and he was never the same again.
Oh, wow.
I remember his look.
See, that was a great story.
I still remember his
you
face
left
on
Fred
the
behind.
He should have learned how to swim.
I remember. That's right. But I remember his face on the canoe. It's fucking burnt into my cerebellum.
Wow.
Like, and you're laughing about it.
He got fumbled with. He got fumbled with. Yeah.
Did he come out like Dudley with no shirt on?
I just want to say to Jessica, like this is not, I don't know. I just want to make sure that we know, everyone knows that we're, I don't know, we're not beefing. This is not like a beef or
no, it's like season finale of Facts of Life. We get it.
We're just yapping. Blair and Tootie get their shit together. And you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, we're all going to die. It's going to be horrible.
You know, and it doesn't matter what other people think. If they think there's a beef or not, like, fuck them. They can believe whatever they want to, and they will believe whatever they want to.
So you girls are friends.
We don't know each other. We never met before until, you know.
All women don't know each other?
It's true.
Do you really read Daily Dot, the Breitbart for clams?
I don't actually.
Don't attack Breitbart. That's some of my people.
Fuck Breitbart.
That's my people too.
Breitbart is how we kick this off because
God bless his soul. He was a good friend before he died.
Who, you knew Breitbart?
Yes, I knew. I did a couple shows on. I did a bunch of shows with him.
Wow.
So yeah.
And when he attacked Obama, I was laughing.
Can we talk? I want to talk more about the other stuff.
You lost me at
talk
more.
That's what we're getting to now. So this is all settled. So, all right. So Dante, we come in because we're gonna do this call.
Wait, we gotta take a break. And
we're gonna take a break. Okay, so we're gonna take a break.
Is this show's gonna be only 1 hour?
No, we got one more hour.
We only did 30 minutes.
Well, whatever. Then we got two people to talk to for this fucking thing.
All right,
so we're going to take a break.
I like all frantic white arms waving at me. Y'all niggas doing fucking the Crip walk for white people?
I did not realize Dante was black this whole time. I thought some kind of Hispanic. Sesame Street Hispanic.
Let's take a break before Shell have a heart attack over there. Race Wars!
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod.
Hey, it's Kurt and Sherrod.
Why are we using our awful fake radio voice?
No, that's my regular voice. Hello, honey, I'm home. This week.
Well, I want to tell you about Lyft. Have you used Lyft yet, Sherrod?
Oh, have I? I use Lyft and I love Lyft. I even used the Lyft line where I was in carpooling with other people. I met some terrific Lyft customers.
Well, you don't have to carpool with people, which is what I like. I went to go see a friend of ours out in Jersey using my new Lyft credits.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a fast, good ride, man.
I'm telling you, it's like having your own personal driver 24/7.
Yeah, it's good to have some competition out there, right? In the app taxi world.
And the great part of it is there's three types of rides. You can get the regular Lyft, you can get just you and the driver, you can get Lyft Plus for larger groups, and you get the Lyft Line, which is just a carpool, and it's tons of fun. I'm telling you, I was in there with a cool dude who lived in the city. We was chopping it up, man. Listen, I'm telling you, if you don't try Lyft, try Lyft. You need Lyft in your life. It's
hey.
Like, I'm telling you, it's the easiest, fastest way to get around.
Do you like having your own personal driver?
Of course I do.
24/7.
Yeah.
And do you want to not worry about directions? Such as where I live, where no one has ever left the Heights ever. And if you have to call a car service and say the Village, they go, what? I know, yeah, no.
Lyft is so fun, they respond right away. As soon as you go on, get the app, put it on your phone, it's easy as 123. You type it in where you are, they pick you up. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Go to Lyft.com/wars, right?
That's Lyft.com. Wars.
And you're going to get $10 off your first three rides.
Yeah.
So if your ride is not even $10, that's free.
Yeah,
just jumping
right
in a nice car, then jumping out. That's right. Go to Lyft, man. Do yourself a favor. I remember I used my Lyft. It was a rainy day. I saw it was no cabs available.
I said, all right,
that's right. I got the Lyft app. So let me try this. Let me see what it's all about.
Did you hear what he just said, ladies and gentlemen? Lyft picks up Sherrod Small.
Yes, it picks up black people.
A black person.
In your face, yellow cab. Okay. With your judgment.
Lyft is proud
to announce. Car 5K47. I see you. I see you on it.
Go to Lyft.com/wars. That's Lyft spelled Lyft.
/wars, and you're going to get $10 off your first three rides. You can't beat it.
It's only temporary. It won't last, so go on now.
Lyft! Lyft, my new favorite thing! Lyft! We're back with Mike David. Mike, you there?
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
Hey, buddy.
Finally.
Thanks for calling, yeah.
Yo, this is Sherrod.
This is Sherrod. Sherrod, it's great to meet you. You're Opie's butler, is that right?
That's right. No, it's a butt boy.
Butt boy.
A butler. Butler, don't get touched. A butler. That's Oprah shit.
Of course,
Oprah had the Kurt butler, Mega.
Okay, Sherrod.
No, I'm going to keep talking.
Sherrod, you are so bad at radio. Like, every time someone's talking, you butt in.
That's right. That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm doing right now to you. And you're so bad at life. You're so bad at life. Your mother's paying for your show right now. You're a grown man. You got hair on your balls, and your mother's paying for your show.
Guys,
you're nothing.
Guys.
You're nobody.
Sherrod, I will win. You're bad at radio, buddy.
You're the worst at life.
Can we just, for the love of God.
You're losing at life, stupid.
Let's all just settle the fuck down.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I apologize. We'll start over.
No, we ain't got to start over. I'm just keeping it right there. I'll keep it right there.
It was a misunderstanding.
No, it wasn't. I understood you.
I understood you, punk.
Does
Sherrod want to go?
You want to come in on some bitch shit? I'm going to treat you like a bitch. Bitch.
You're a bitch.
Yeah, am I?
Act like a pussy. You get fucked.
Anytime you want to meet up. I don't work for anybody.
You're Opie's house boy.
I don't work for anybody, stupid. I don't work for anybody, dum-dum.
Hold on.
You're Opie's butler.
I wish I did.
You're bad at rape.
Stop it with the butler and stuff. Just say nigger. That's what you want to say. Stop being a pussy and say nigger. Stop being a pussy. Stop saying everything else. Just say nigger.
Wait, Sean.
Just say nigger. Stop being a pussy. There you go.
There it is.
Now we see this. We're all
with you.
Finally, you show up.
That's who you're
finally
dealing
you
with.
Finally, you show up.
Puss. All right.
Do you know how bad Sherrod wanted to take your side against me?
Your phone
sounded
like shit.
Sherrod wanted to take Mike's side against me.
I did, and I still do.
He's Mike.
In comparison to you,
he
Kurt,
wanted
he's
to gang up with you against
he's
me.
He's a ray of sunshine compared to you. I'm still on your side, Mike, against Kurt. Trust me on that.
Thank you.
All right, first of all, Mike, you got to understand.
Glad we cleared that up.
As far as bad radio, like, we have a podcast happens to be on that station, but this is our fun side thing.
This is a podcast.
We have real careers and shit. Like, I came from a movie. I'm here from a movie. So, by all means, buddy, you're the king of radio. You win at radio.
What radio station is he on?
His mom's base radio. Well, whatever, dude. You win that.
Wait.
Who gives a shit?
You try. Radio. You're good at radio if you ain't on radio. We on radio by mistake. We didn't even try.
Mike's
and
on.
It came to us. We did this in a fucking
Mike's on
room,
our show
club.
Radio.
All right, go ahead, man.
You can't bully me on my show, nigga.
Do you want to actually talk, or are you like just fucking around?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been trying to talk for 20 minutes.
You got him shook.
Well, it got pretty quick into the butler shit.
Tryings for retards and babies.
You got him shook.
Tryings for retards and babies. Either talk or don't talk.
I had to open strong.
Yeah,
dude. Dude, you could just... Wait, hold on.
That's not strong.
Listen, you could just be real up front, man. You don't have to do that. None of that.
He's doing his radio voice.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Listen, let me just ask you.
I can be real, too. Do you want to hear me be real?
Well, could I just...
Do you want to hear me be real? Is this really a thing?
Okay, guys.
Listen,
guys, you aren't taking this seriously for a real radio.
We're not. We don't give a shit about radio.
This dude is really
Kurt Metzger. By the way, Kurt Metzger has been bragging to me all week about being on set, as if that's going to impress me. He's humble bragged about it.
You should be impressed.
Who is this?
In case I can cancel, I want you to understand I wasn't like jerking around. That's all, dude.
Even Sherrod's laughing at you. You got booked by an old woman 10 minutes ago.
I got what?
I don't know.
You got whooped, nigga.
Whooped by what?
A 65-year-old woman schooled you.
On what?
She's sitting right across from me.
Wow.
Oh, you... Holy
shit. You calling
her
65 years old?
Wow. Yeah, that's
woman
fucked up.
No, you know what? I'll
what
do this
I
for
do?
You. He
what
just called
what
you a
did
nigger.
I do to
no,
you,
not,
dude?
He just said nigger. Don't worry about it. He just called you a nigger, too.
Yeah. What are you talking
about? I'm 55.
65-year-old man in
I'll have you know, there's a very young Asian man who just wanted to fuck me, okay? Thank you very much.
Up.
I look great.
Also, I could smell Allison Klemp. Is she in the room?
What a fucking asshole.
That's a fair point.
It smells fair like Chinese food.
Shut the fuck up. What an asshole.
What? I don't even know.
So,
listen,
here's why I let him. Because, look, he wants to be on a show, and I get it, fine. Well, I let Megan come on,
right.
So why would I not be fair and
let
him come
on? Right, right. So, what's the beef here?
Just not without me.
What was the beef here?
Because I took Allison Miller's side in this thing. Yeah, no, I let people
you gotta understand. I could barely hear you guys.
What was Allison Miller's side on this thing?
What? Okay, let me just set this up first. So here's the first thing I want to ask you about, dude. Because this is how I became aware of you, was this chick Golda we had on the show. Do you remember her, Sean?
Yes.
She does dumb fat self-esteem talks for TED Talks, okay? So this girl writes to me and says, do you know a comedian named Mike David? And he's on Twitter saying, I don't know, you're a fat fuck, go get a sandwich. Or,
where's this guy? Mike, where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay, so you perform around Chicago.
So you
perform in Chicago. in clubs.
He doesn't perform.
I'm not a stand-up comedian. I would never do that. That is beneath me.
Okay, so what kind of comedy do you do?
I don't do comedy. You can say that again. Radio show.
Okay, but this is my question.
Score.
Oh my God! You don't get laid, do you? You don't get laid, do you, dude?
I have a wife.
So no.
So half, Sherrod. This is why you're Opie.
So you don't.
Only Opie.
Can you imagine?
Find this funny. Oh, you are the
Jesus
worst.
Christ.
Can you imagine him serving?
Okay, we're about to bank it on him.
Can you imagine him serving tea to his mummified wife?
We're about to bank this.
His wife is a mummy right now in the back of the studio. He's got like Rupert Pupkin cutouts.
Also, Kurt, no one can hear you.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man. I really was going to just have you talk. I don't know why you're so aggressive out of the gate.
This is nothing.
I mean, I know comedy's beneath you, but it's kind of hard to fight with comics, dude. It kind of is.
I thought he was a stand-up. I thought he did stand-up.
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Why are we even listening to this dude?
Go ahead. Let him do his thing. What? Go ahead.
Can you shut up the mammy?
Just cut him off.
What's a mammy?
It's a douche.
But I went nowhere. For real, dude? You don't want to get it?
Kurt, anytime, anywhere, any room, I can take on all of you.
Do you know what? You know what's really upsetting?
Our week.
He has like the same beard I do, which really hurts a lot.
No, Kurt.
I can't shave.
Like, yeah,
sounds
like
I got to keep continuity for Louis' show, so I can't shave, but it really hurts that he has the same beard as me.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
All right. That was good, man. Thanks for calling in, yo. Thanks, man. We got to get you back on the thing again. Bang him.
Beat it.
Why? I thought he was going to just talk.
He came in with bits. You know what he is? He waited to get on the line so he can say all this saved up shit. So it's not a conversation.
He had it all prepared.
It's just a dumb dude who don't do stand-up, but he got a set prepared.
Yeah.
So what did he do? Yeah.
We're gonna call Amy and see if we can get the bottom of that one. Listen, the reason I had him on because he goes, listen, you didn't even hear me out. I called him, and then all this shit was blowing up on my social media. He goes, you didn't hear me out. I go, you know what? That's right, man. I didn't. That's a fair point. I didn't.
Right.
And I asked her to come on so I could hear her out. And why would I not let him? So I'm like, all right. I just didn't want him calling in without me here because he's bragging.
I still side with him against you. I don't know what Amy's beef is with him.
Can I ask you a question? So you think that the stuff that was happening to Amy, the things that he said to her, those are cool. Like those are not that's harassment. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, no, I'm not cool with that. But
right.
How is that different?
I guess I'm confused because to me that seems very similar to some of the stuff that you did.
Oh, so you're saying there's some comparisons between the way...
Yeah. What did I do? Tell me.
Some of the shit you said to people online, your comments, you know...
Oh, like what?
Like the shit you said to literal porn, for example.
That person was attacking a guy that I... And then started coming at me, so I don't see what the problem is.
Well, you said stuff about Lindy West.
Sadie
Doyle. Nothing with Lindy West.
Wait, who's Lindy West? What do you think he said?
The other one.
I don't remember exactly what it was. We can pull up the screenshots. They're all over the fucking internet.
Look around this room. You think we got that kind of technology?
No, yes. I'm not trying to, like... I'm just making a point. It's just that it seems a little bit hypocritical. A tiny bit, maybe.
Yeah, listen, if you call...
Actually, a lot.
Calling Kurt out on being a hypocrite is not a score because he is.
I don't need a score. I'm just making a point.
Yeah, he's always hypocritical. He'll be here one day, next day he's over here.
Yeah, cool.
And it makes no sense. Oh, the next minute.
Well, that's confusing to people.
Okay,
but he's growing. It's like a tree. Don't judge a tree.
This is confusing. It's confusing, and it sends mixed messages.
Okay, first of all, what is it that I say?
It sends
what
mixed
is it that
messages.
I said to, what, that, first of all, the person literal porn is a shitty Twitter bully who has it coming. I don't even understand why that's an issue.
And I don't like an Asian girl who talks with black scent. By the way, even in tweets, bitch.
Yeah, really.
Even in tweets.
And also, I don't know why you would take that person's awful side.
You calling me a millennial twit, for example.
I didn't say anything about you.
Which I am. Obviously, I am.
Megan, I didn't even know your name or anything about you until
you called me a millennial fucking twit. I didn't call you that.
I never addressed you ever.
I didn't say anything about you.
When did I address you?
How is that not your handle?
When you addressed me in the last fucking post that you did, last podcast you did.
I think I said we were going to be real nice to you and let you have pretzels in the snack room, which I apologize for not having, by the way.
I have the transcript. I have the transcript of the podcast.
Bring it out. Them rings and things you think of, drink about.
Because someone transcribed the podcast for me. Wow. So I have it. And I know exactly what
you said. Oh, wait a minute. You know what?
Do you have it here?
Hold on a minute. I thought, well, no, wait a minute. What? There's another Megan Sullivan that does stand-up that's who I thought she was because I couldn't find her online.
It's invisible online.
It's a girl goes, so I'm a millennial. That must be what you're talking about. I thought she was somebody different.
Yeah, that's not me. I have no internet web presence.
No, Mike
whatsoever.
Told us you're 65
except for my new blog.
That's the Irish problem. Stop naming all your babies the same
age. It used to be O'Sullivan, okay? It's not my fault they
took
the O away. It's not my fault they took the O away. God. I want the O back, but they won't give it back. Sorry,
take checks. You don't need it.
Okay.
Yeah,
the Megan.
Do you have
Sullivan.
The comments that Kurt? Do you have the transcripts here? Can you pull it up and so you can see?
I have them in my email.
Okay, you're gonna go ahead and pull that up. We're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna get Amy on the phone. Am I right? Because I'm trying to hold all this shit together.
Oh my god!
And I'm just a mammy, Opie's mammy.
What? Why do they think we give a shit about?
I'm just pointing out. So I have very little chunks. From relevant pieces of what you said, just so I, because I didn't listen to the podcast, but my friend.
It's fine.
Did.
Don't worry
so
about
that's
it.
Why.
Wait, listen, we're going to go to break and get
into it. And I'm not. I just,
it doesn't matter. It's fine. It's Amy Miller's
Megan,
gonna be
Megan,
the new thing.
We're family now, huh?
We are.
That's Cousin Kurt.
We're all family. Sure. We're all one human family.
He's mildly retarded, but he. Turn on the Goldstein, Mike.
I do it on my own fucking wall.
Jesse, one more time.
Right.
Drunk at Thanksgiving and calls everyone cunts.
That was your fucking sister's boyfriend that did that.
I guess.
That was your sister's boyfriend that did that at your mom's wedding.
Every boyfriend.
Her mom's wedding night.
Well, I only date guys who call my relatives cunts at family gatherings.
Well, my main issue was with just saying, you know, mostly just when you stop telling your brave stories. That really bothered me. So that's what brought me here.
Oh, that might be the title.
Stop telling your brave stories.
Thank you.
Which was funny.
That might
I
be the title.
Okay.
I laughed.
As part of it, it was a joke, but that is the title, by the way. Stop telling your brave fucking stories. I always tell people to tell a joke and not your brave story. I think you're connecting it to something that I wasn't.
And I'm just saying, people are allowed to tell whatever stories they want to tell. But people can react to it either way they want to react to it.
Exactly.
I didn't say it wasn't a two-way street.
You don't want to do stand-up.
Language is something that can't really be controlled.
Never say
I
never.
I was speaking on a comment on her thing just to back Jessica up because she's a stand-up. And if you're a fucking stand-up, you got to... Now, just now...
So you only back up stand-up?
Yes!
Yes, of course.
That's a little biased.
We alone like stand
here. But most of your fans aren't stand-up.
Like how a cop... backs up a murdering cop, I back up.
I guess. Well, you should back everybody up. You should be on the side of everybody, not just stand-ups.
It's like what a cop.
You should be on everybody's side because you're speaking for people.
No.
You are.
Listen,
you definitely are.
Speaking at people.
Okay, but
no, you're speaking for people.
The website's called Women in Comedy. That's the only reason it was brought up. And I wasn't even going at the website. I was mad someone made her take her thing down. That was my whole argument.
Well, then why'd you go off on the fucking website like you did?
Because I read these.
Why did you say everyone here is a stupid weakling? Everyone in this blog is a stupid weakling. That's what you said.
You know why? Because when a Hulk gets mad and turns green, he don't know he smashed
everyone
everything.
Is stupid.
Smash everything.
That's you.
That's what happened.
You should have seen him on the subway.
No, I worked with autistic kids. I understand. I worked in a mental hospital for
they
mentally
wish
ill
they had
children.
A cock like Kurt.
So I've been prepared to deal with Kurt.
He might be retarded, but that ding-a-ling ain't retarded.
Oh, no. No, being on the spectrum is a good thing.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get Amy on the phone. This is Race Wars. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves.
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle, so, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsements.
Okay, now we got Amy Miller on the phone. Amy, you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
hi.
This is Sherrod.
Is it easy to hear?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you guys fine.
Okay, great. I don't know what your position is on this argument, but I'm on your side automatically. Now, go ahead and explain.
Yeah, now...
Oh, you're on my side because you think I'm against Kurt. No, I just want to
No, not against Kurt, because you're against that kid Mike David or whoever that dude was.
I stuck my nose in because of that thing where he bullied that fat girl that we had on the show. Who was a nice girl?
Who, Mike David did? Anybody with two first names, just keep an eye on them.
It's probably not real. Hey, dude, how sad is it to go... What, like... Honestly, guy, you think you're going to talk to comics and fucking beat them at shit talk? Like,
he's dumb.
Why would you even think you could do that?
And I wanted to like him.
I thought he was going to fucking just explain his fucking thing.
I still like him.
Why did you want to like him?
Because anybody who can get under Kurt's skin.
He fucking came at Sherrod, and Sherrod wanted to team up against me with him.
I still want to team up with him against Kurt.
Yeah,
with you, Amy, I'm on your side. Now, go ahead, tell us what happened.
Yeah, just...
I appreciate that, Sherrod.
he wants to call back in, he says, so I don't know. So you tell your side.
They all do.
Of course he does, because this is the most attention he's ever gotten. He's
ever, and he ruined it.
Fans.
He ruined it for himself. I was going to hear him out.
I know. I'm so fucking tired of all this. I just want it to be over. I didn't even want Kurt to do this, but whatever. You know, let him call back in. Long story short, I'm just fucking sick of this. You know, a bunch of comics were fucking around on Facebook, essentially. Like, one of those bored Sunday nights where people just start talking shit. And him and his professional trolls, because that's what they are. They're not comics. He barely has a radio show. Just come in and start saying crazy shit, and it kind of escalated from there. He got banned from Facebook, decided it was me.
Okay, hold on. That's the thing, because he says he made an innocent, like, fat joke. Where was this, like, was it him going on someone else's wall and doing it, or was he, in his own area just talking shit?
No, yeah, on Phoebe Robinson, remember? Because it was posted that picture from the Grammys, and then...
I wanted to ask
him
about
this. He just
came in. Oh, Phoebe, that's right, Phoebe put the post.
So she posted a thing from the Grammys, and what was her thing? It was like, white people are afraid of Kendrick Lamar or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay, which, by the way, I thought was stupid. But if you're going to go attack her for it, doesn't it kind of... And you're white, doesn't it kind of prove her point that you're afraid of something? Like, why would she have to go at her? So is that what happened?
Also yeah, but what are you doing with your life? Because they don't even know each other. He doesn't know Phoebe. He just drops into shit like this to start feuds because it's the only way he can get content.
Why do people not block? What happened to blocking?
I do that too.
That's what Kurt does.
I block everybody.
Listen, I can't fault him for
that. I'll tell you.
I do the same thing.
I'll tell you, Sherrod.
I just had him on for that reason.
Okay, let him tell me.
Well, this is the thing. That it went past blocking. That's the thing. Is he sold this whole story as like, I called Amy Miller fat, so she went off. I don't fucking care. I've been on the internet for quite a while. It's happened before, you know what I mean?
Yes.
When it went next level, it's because he got all his fucking mentally ill teenagers that listen to his show to attack me, and he told them to. And they wild out, you know? There's a difference between talking shit
and, like, posting
personal information. Yeah,
okay. Now, because he flat out denies that he has people. I've been told that he has, it's like 8 to 10, like, teenagers that do fucked up shit to, like, harass people. Okay? This is what I've been told. Now, he said...
He's clearly racist.
Does he say...
clearly.
Well, you haven't heard his nigger song. Where do you get a load of that?
Well, that I like. That I like. Listen, it's got a good melody.
You know what? You might actually like him after that. It's to DuckTales. He might be into it. But
my dime.
It sounds like he sends people after, but he tells me he doesn't. He's like, I would never tell anybody to do that. He has tweets that say, guys, this is not the way, and like shit like that. So do you have something that's an evidence of that at all, or is it just like you're saying that? And I totally believe you. I believe you, but people are going to ask that if I don't ask you.
Yes, he did it in his show. That's how all of this escalated, because he said on his show, which went on YouTube, to his fans to do their worst to me. And that's all that I just wanted him to take that content down, and he wouldn't. So I fucking flagged it and called in favor.
Okay.
And then he turned it into this, like, censorship conversation. But really, I was just, you know, having some shit taken down.
This is the thing I wanted to ask him, if he hadn't been, like, kind of a jerk off when he called in. Like, that girl, Golda... This is what happened.
I gave him a chance.
I go.
I was the only one saying, "Hey, let's get the nigga on."
But I go.
Gave him a chance.
Listen, this is why he had a beef with me. Listen, initially he had a beef with me. This girl Golda, who we had, and was real nice. She's not like she doesn't protest people for any of their shit or so. She's just a nice, shy girl. She thought I knew him. She goes, "You know a comedian named Mike David?" And I go,
"I thought he was a cop." That's why I thought he was a cop when you told me that.
Right. Well, that's how the story's been put out. And this is my whole concern: is I don't want this story to be comedian Mike David censored by... She's the comedian, Amy. Right. So I don't give a fuck about really nothing else except that. I don't want the story rewritten like that. I don't like that shit. So he said this some mean shit to Golda on Twitter. And all I said to him was, hey, man, isn't that kind of civilian-level mean? Like, that's not... Like, I don't know comics that are that mean like that.
Right. I knew he wasn't a comic.
Dude, where you just go, you're a fat fucking pig. And then, like, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
Okay? So then... And I didn't say anything about it because I couldn't fast forward on his show to get to the part about me. I didn't want to have, you know, I didn't want to go through the whole fucking thing.
Right.
But he got mad and said, quote, comedy policed him. And then something about my tough guy persona, which I don't know what that means. But I was going to ask him. I wanted to know what he said, literally. But
talk to him from home now.
But comedy police, like, what's the comedy, dude? You just were mean to a fat girl.
Yeah, you're not doing comedy.
Like, what is that? You want to be known as, like, the one man with the guts to tell fat people they disgust him? Is that the heroic thing that you're doing? I don't fucking get it. And, like,
he's a regular.
Look, if he was on his own thing, like, on his own Facebook wall, making fun of her.
Right.
So what? He's not going to... That's like a thing to go at someone to... And by the way, I have done that.
Right.
I did that one time. And when I was first new to Facebook. And I didn't realize, like, anything about etiquette. And it's crazy to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go make on their thing. Go and, like, you know, I have it nonstop on my fucking thing. I'm about to be where I can't talk to people no more.
Yes, I'd say you're very close to that, Kurt.
You know what? This funeral. This is
you're
my
definitely
jacket.
Teetering on that
because
line,
it's
for
fucking
sure.
Well, because someone's gonna
he's
fucking
a hero, Kurt. He's a first responder to fat.
I'm a first fat responder. And when I heard Amy Miller was in trouble,
it's so uncreative. And the pathetic part was that he didn't just use his fans. So this is the evidence I have. He went into, like, gamer forums. You guys all know, like, the Gamergate losers. Mm-hmm. Just,
yeah.
Well, they'll like, attack anybody, you know, if someone makes up a story and says, like, go get this bitch. They're, like, ready to go. So he goes on Reddit and, you know,
why are there
this
so many
story.
Listen, why, let me ask you this, because why are there... Well, I get it from all sides, apparently. But why are there so many roving gangs of... Like Twitter, there's like Twitter gangs roving around waiting to like jump on for every goddamn fucking thing. And it started out for me with the SJWs, they call them, right? That was my initial fucking pain in the ass.
What does that but stand for again?
The social justice. It's just cunt, but whatever. You got to say social justice.
Here
to
they
say
come
that.
Again, Kurt.
So, right. So that's the Daily Dot and all that. So I get it from that. And then now, after that shit with Amy, when I was defending Amy Schumer.
Right.
Now I get it from the right. And by the way, they're after her because she said she plays a racist Republican. That's why Gavin told me. He fucking just outright told me. Like, yeah, so fuck her because she said that. Because she said
just
her
say they don't like people because they don't like
so
people.
So why is
they
it?
Just own that.
No, it's not that. People don't like you for your fucking politics, and they want you to be punished for them. It's unfucking believable. And the right wings is bad at like. Breitbart published this fucking story, dude, about her and framed it that he's a comedian and she's some fucking fat girl with a blog. That's how they framed it.
Really?
So
I'll speak to my friends at Breitbart. I'm sure they'll straighten it out.
But look, I you know, if Mike successfully calls in without being a dick, perhaps this is what I want to ask him.
Yeah, it's like why? Relax,
look,
honestly,
God, dude, this is what I want to ask you. Like, why is that? Like, what is your? Why do you want to do? Like, why is that comedy to you that you just go attack some fat girl who said nothing to you? Like, what's the? I get you want listeners, and we're getting shit with people and bring them on the show, so I'm not judging that. I'm guilty of that shit. But I don't understand why you want to be like... And I don't understand this shit of, like, taking it outside of the radio and, like, trying to fuck somebody's life up.
Life up? It's like, what is that?
How many friends do you have, man? I mean, you can't have a lot of friends if you're a guy that does that. So
well,
hopefully
he doesn't... He has a few, and they're very active. But when shit like this happens, he has to go into other groups of trolls to get them on board too, which is what happened with me. And that's when shit started to get, you know, fucked up. Like people, you know, threatening me and posting my personal information.
Right.
It's fine. You can call me a fat cunt all day. But and I'm a comic, like I'm a public person, I can take that. But like if my sister or mom gets an email that they're a fat cunt, they're not going to handle it as well.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Was happening?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These
they've
things
contacted
happen. Yeah.
My family, my friends.
What is that?
You know, my
it gets
dog.
Violent.
Here's
sometimes
the other
it gets
thing.
Violent.
In the Breitbart article, they publish all these emails. Now, he didn't initially, or this is what Amy told me, but it's not true, that she said he like, had Photoshop fake emails. It wasn't him either. One of his followers created a fake email to send to him to rile shit up even more. Making it like
Like somebody else did it?
Yeah, because it's got to be framed as a social justice.
Oh my god.
Yeah, only one email was fake, but you know, even the Facebook screenshots are taken totally out of context in a thread of hundreds of comics just like talking shit and being idiots, you know, on a Sunday night board. He pulls out like two quotes from me saying I'm like reporting people to their jobs. Like, it's just fucking insane. And the funny thing is,
yeah, but honestly, why shouldn't you do that? Listen, I got a taste of his fucking fans on Twitter, and I know their kids. Here's how you know their kids, because I got suspended off Facebook. So I know he didn't do it, and he's very specific, but I'm aware he didn't do it. But a fan of his,
I was willing to hear him out.
A fan of his clearly did, because the comment that got me suspended was, Mike David's a piece of shit. Which, okay, I did say that, so it violates the rules or whatever. And also, fuck my face. I could give a fuck about my social media.
Right.
But somebody got me suspended.
People take it too serious.
I'm still suspended. Now, he didn't, I don't think he maybe even told anybody to do that. I think someone just went and did that. But so I say that, he got me, I said it on Twitter. So he goes, Mike would never do that. You have any proof? Do you have proof?
Yeah, they love him.
I'm not taking him to court for like rape. It's not. If he did do it, there's no consequences. It's on my dumb Facebook. Like, so that's how I know it's a kid answering back. And then like, just the way they write shit, it's clearly teenagers. So
yeah, they love him so much, and it's funny because I've gone
most of those dudes. Half of them are definitely as fat as any of the fat girls they're talking shit about. I promise you. At least three have cystic acne. Nobody has that kind of hate in their heart unless there's something wrong. Listen, I could identify with this dude even. He seems like a dude that's been bullied a lot.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come on and just talk to me like normal. That's what I expected.
And
I talked to him on the phone, and he said, hey, man, you didn't hear me out. Well,
Then go that way.
Yeah, that's
still fun though.
And by the way, like, what do you mean you stand up comedy is actually it is the lowest rung of show business. That's a true thing.
Yeah, but ain't
he's not wrong about that. But I still like him.
I think porn's still below us.
Nah, they're above
us. Not by a lot. It depends on the porn.
When porn stars fail out of porn, they become comics. That's how you know.
If you do
this
porn.
This is their backup plan, being a stand-up. It is low. He has a point.
And
it's low.
Open micer porn when still is wrestling makes coming? Way more than most paid comedians.
If you have the balls to get on stage.
Yeah, but
like the shittiest porn out there, they're still doing it.
Okay. Amputee. Porn.
Even the worst hell gig is better than getting plowed by a fucking room full of guys.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
Oh, my God. I really would have liked if that dude just fucking...
You gotta be a human being when you call him.
He's blowing up his phone like
crazy, man. You gotta be a human being.
What am I supposed to?
Well, you gotta be a human being when you call him.
Give him more airtime after they fucked up the other airtime.
He can't do it because it's
gotta be a human.
What the kids like? It's what his kids like. They're into it. That's why they're donating their money to him right now. Because he'll say the N word like he's so groundbreaking.
We say the N word. Listen to Race Wars.
Yeah, we do.
We say nigger a lot on this show.
We do say it a lot. But he came
they're
in.
So funny too, because
he was a phony. I don't like a phony. I can't talk to
just
a phony.
Just don't be a phony, dude.
Just be yourself and call in. Nigga. Don't be a fucking.
It's like
what is that? It's like I'm talking to eight characters.
Because I'm
like,
hearing broadcast. I'm not good at radio. First of all, he's totally right. I was listening. He was doing his radio voice. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Well, guys,
yes. That's what I was like. Wait, who are we talking to?
And I'm not used. I'm used
is
to comics
top 40?
Being kind of real with me.
It was top 40 voice.
All right, well, listen, I'm still interested in hearing his thing, but he's got to fucking...
Well, now you got to do it on your own time, Kurt.
I got to go.
I gave him a chance. Give the white man one chance.
Give the white...
fucking
Sherrod, give the white man another chance.
Not a chance.
Please, Sherrod.
Not happening.
After all, he's done for you.
Negative chances.
After making you his houseboy, as Mike pointed out.
Well, that's only one white boy. If Opie wanted to come on, Opie could come on anytime. Massa Opie? Oh, Massa Opie can come on anytime.
I would do anything
What's
for
What's the
that?
Matter, boss? We sick? What's the matter, boss? What's
it? Yeah, and I don't, you know what? I don't blame you. Opie's a great man, and that's how I talk to him. Do you know I myself do a fake black slave voice just to let him know how much I'm into him?
Let me hear the voice, Kurt.
Oh, hey there, Opie.
Oh, my God.
Well, we sure do enjoy that studio.
You sound like a Disney crow.
Yeah. I make it sound like an animated blue jay is going to land on my shoulder because that's how much I love Opie. Who's like better than Opie? I would.
You
spend,
can win.
I think I
can't break even, and you can't get out of the game.
That's from The Wiz.
That was beautiful.
Wow. The Crows. Huh?
Yeah, wow. I watch it with Opie.
Nailed it.
He's one of my best friends.
Yeah, I know. I saw y'all snuggling.
I should see spending the rest of this episode talking about how great Opie is.
I can spend the rest of my life saying that.
You can't.
I don't
win.
Know how to fight. I don't understand why someone wants to fight over like radio. That's the first thing. He's like,
who
first
gets
of all,
that into radio?
Yeah, dude. If I'm ever great at radio, I'll kill myself. Don't
murder.
Worry. I seriously have a lot going on.
Only thing I like about radio is that I can keep my radio weight.
By the way, is it humble brag? I did tell him, listen, this is the only reason I told him I was doing a movie. I'm like, I didn't want to, if I had to cancel, I didn't want him to think I was like jerking him around. But maybe it is a humble brag to say that.
What?
Like, when I told him I'm like working on a movie. And
of course it is. You said it all day.
Yeah, I told everyone.
Kurt, that's your self-esteem showing.
And why,
Kurt.
Why wouldn't you? It would, any of us would do that.
Kurt said set to me in so many texts.
Movie and they're going
to
be like, but don't, I'm not.
I just find that so annoying when people post that shit on Facebook. Where they're like, look at me, I'm engaged.
Well, book a gig. Book something. Would it kill you to book?
No, I'm talking about getting engaged.
You don't have to spend your whole life.
Book a dick. What are you, book a dick?
I have one hooked. Thank you.
You don't have to spend your whole life writing one blog about me.
A dick? Who's your boyfriend?
My life's accomplishment was writing that one Megan's blog life. Entry about you.
Like, look at all this
shit. Into my life.
Lots of
Megan, talent. Who's your boyfriend? Megan?
My boyfriend is...
Is he a comic?
Not real. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's not a comic. He's don't Jewish, though.
I don't recommend
so he's Jewish. The manager.
Don't. He's my manager. Huh?
I said, don't date comics. Don't do that.
No,
oh,
no.
Why not?
Fuck them. Yeah,
I learned my lesson the hard way.
Yeah, you fuck them and you don't date
them. Oh, I learned my lesson with that.
Boy, who's the comic?
I've dated a few comics.
Open mic. Who are they?
If you can call it dating.
If you can call them comics.
Actually, yeah. She hit the nail on the head.
If you can call them comics. I think I'd hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I don't want to say, but.
Would America know them?
No, probably
exactly.
Not.
You dated some waiters.
No.
With a joke book, nigga.
No waiters. I wouldn't call it dating, though. I haven't done much.
Fucking. A lot of fucking, huh? What you like?
Made it.
What
made
you into? It. No, you already know. Don't step on this.
I know. I no surprise there. I'm kind of a loner. I've mostly lived alone.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What is this turning
into?
Can
I tell you about it?
I thought it was going to be a sexy
I'm just
story.
Kidding. I'm Everyone, just kidding.
And turn into Room.
I've actually moved around a lot.
Can I save this whole thing? I know about a certain eligible bachelor named Mike David.
Yeah, I'm excited about meeting him. No, I'm messing with you guys.
Why can't he just been a human being,
mostly,
man?
I've mostly traveled. I've done a lot of traveling.
She's like an army brat.
I'm sorry. You traveled a lot?
Yeah, I've traveled around a lot.
So you was the new girl in town a lot?
I've been here. Yeah, I've moved around a lot. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've been everywhere.
Running away.
Who was the first boy
running
you kissed?
Absolutely. I did run away, actually.
Jesse,
I did run away.
Stop trying to deflect her, Jess, with your silliness. Who was the first boy you kissed?
First boy that I kissed was named Davin Wessinger. What up, Davin?
Girls always say first and last name when you ask them that question.
Davin
really?
Wessinger.
Because he's locked in
he's
their
a,
head.
He's
always
a fighter.
Say
he's like
name.
An MMA or
always.
Like one some type of fighty dude.
Is that
dude.
Who hurt you?
He's the dude, yeah. He hurt me with his first kiss, and he... tongue
he
punched
hit,
me.
Did he hit you and it felt like a kiss, or did he kiss
I
you?
I don't
and
know.
It, felt like a hit?
It was so
Good
long ago.
Punch.
I was only 9.
Did he take your virginity?
Huh? No. I'm not answering these questions.
You already did.
I'm not answering virginity questions.
You answered every
Why
question.
Why not?
Because it's my business and I'm sensitive.
Stop being all like that.
Well, okay. So you
why do you
yes,
want to know? Yeah. Why
wanna,
do you want to know about my fucking virginity?
It's interesting.
Okay.
It tells me about
I lost my virginity when I was an adult. I wanted to make sure I was going to be a actual adult at the age of 18 because I was fucking a guy who was 40.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
I'm
I
just kidding.
It.
He wasn't 40.
But okay. He was close to 40.
He might have been.
He was close to 40.
He told me he was 24, but he had two houses.
That's
so
popular porn.
I think
now.
He definitely.
Here's an interesting
one
fall.
House he shared.
I think
with
he definitely was 40.
It was the Golden Girls.
Because he owned a karate studio.
Can I tell you a follow-up story? I lost my virginity when I was 40 in a karate studio.
That was me. Yeah. And we've come back together. We've come full circle,
back.
Kurt.
Oh my God.
Full circle.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. No.
But it was an older dude, though.
He was older, and I think he was lying to me the whole time because he had a wife, and I found out he had a wife.
That doesn't sound like him.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't sound like something. Yeah,
well, he had a really expensive mattress, and that
do.
Was the first indicator. His mattress was like $5,000, and I was like, "Wow, this guy's like a legit adult.
He's a legit karate instructor."
Yeah, and then he was
$5,000 mattress.
He's like, "No, I'm gonna take your virginity now on this expensive
he
mattress."
He taught a lot of kids karate.
He got that mattress from Sleepy's. The mattress.
It
experts.
Was a Serta Tempur-Pedic. I was very impressed with this sheetless mattress.
And then you bled on
you
it.
You guys have
virgin.
Enough info now.
Yeah,
you bled right on
you
it.
You guys didn't even need me anymore.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Shit. Amy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Amy. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
My
now
dear,
she knows
wow.
my virginity story.
Dear princess.
This is sad radio. I agree.
Wow. Boy, he had, like, a lot of good points.
Amy,
time.
What about you? Who are you dating right now?
I'm
you in
so
a relationship? How did your boyfriend feel about you doing comedy? You got to hate that.
He's very supportive. He's
it's over. Yeah. He's very supportive.
He's jealous.
It's done.
How long y'all been together? A year?
About a year.
Yeah, it's never longer than that with female comedians. It's always about a year. than a nigga like this.
I think it depends, man.
Men get too controlling. Men can't see their woman up there commanding a room.
He's right.
Slow down, OJ.
Totally. I agree.
Not all men.
I've had serious problems with it. It's hard.
Not all men.
But I like to balance it out by having thousands of teenagers on the internet call me ugly so that he can, you know, he keeps the upper hand a little bit.
Keeps you humble.
Keeps you humble.
I need some of those.
I don't understand why people give a shit, man, like that.
People I just, I,
because
it's like,
they're bored.
But by the way, all this beef shit, I mean, listeners go up from it. I would never be interested in that. Yeah. I remember I told you when I went to Arizona, that was the first thing I found out. Like, I found out about the show. Whatever the last, like, Opie's gay radio Twitter beef I had for no reason, that got us a whole bunch of listeners for some reason.
It always brings in...
That's why this dude's calling to up... I knew that's what he wants, but fine, all right. So
listen, Kurt.
Hope he got some.
I can go to bed tonight like this. I'll try to give him a chance.
I was trying to clean up all my messes.
That's what you're going to say the last thing before you go to sleep tonight.
Yep. Try to give him a chance. I'm probably pull one out before that.
Yeah.
Don't masturbate center. To that.
All right, dude. So, I mean, if you feel like calling it again and being
nope.
cool.
Look at me. Nope.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
Oh, my
made
God.
An enemy.
Well,
not an enemy. I wouldn't consider him an enemy.
Listen, I'm sorry to say, if my lover, Sherrod, says.
That's right. No, you explain it, you bottom.
The truth
now,
comes
hold
out.
Hold on. You don't understand my man. Okay? First of all, he cares a lot about me. And when the bad man tries to hurt me on the radio.
But yeah. He's right to me.
I knew it.
Do you know how me and Sherrod met? I was sleeping, and I had a terrible dream that I was being raped by candy, delicious.
On a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
I said, why is the Snickers hurting me? I woke up, and it was my best friend, Sherrod, who said, let's have a show. And then we're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to go right under this table. And I don't mind saying that, by the way.
I want a Snickers.
I don't mind admitting right now
we
on
all
the
want a Snickers.
All ones
all
right.
We all want a Snickers.
Well, let's dim the lights. Goddamn, everybody get a Snickers.
I meant the candy.
Oh, I just wanted some sweet power bottom action. No, I'm trying to get into the cuck lifestyle.
Cuck, Kurt, there's that word.
If these kids would just...
So I want a Facebook. T-shirt.
If they would just like look up... If they just looked up the word, I would be satisfied with that. If I could get one...
What, cuckold?
If I could get one shitty kid with cystic acne to look up the word cuckold...
Then you've done your job.
I knew cuckold. I didn't know the abbreviated cuck.
Wonder how
it should have... It should have...
It sounds like an ice cream flavor.
I was blaming Gavin for it, but I don't think Gavin invented it.
You know what? Black people would never sit around and talk about this. You know that? Like, in a group.
I know, you're right.
Cuckold is not even a part of... Look at K-Bar. He's been on his fucking phone.
No, listen. I honestly,
we
I'm
just
glad.
Wouldn't. It's like nobody would
it's
ever get beef.
I think it's good for the
so
David boy to be exposed to some black people.
Yeah. But it's just like the same on the other side of the coin. Like, white people wouldn't sit around and talk about syrup.
Right, right.
Syrup. Sipping on that scissor.
Excuse me. I do that.
All right. So what, yeah, I think we got all our messes cleaned up for the day.
Our messes. Our messes.
I'm not done.
My messes.
I guess I am done.
All right, so this is our
special. I guess
special.
It's up to you.
What do we
still got some more time. We still got some more time. What are you trying to run for?
All right, can't
go. Are you scared? Are you scared?
I am a little bit. I'm
do
a little
sore. Do you have another
sore.
Movie to perform
I mean, that's
I've
just...
Got, what? Guys, exhausting. I've got three movies to be...
Do you have a... Do you have
yeah,
a
no one knows you.
Do you have a restaurant to host?
I will say it is dickheaded that I said I'm working on this movie. That is.
You keep saying, right. I'm on the set. I'm off the set. I'm about a set. I got a set. Yeah. I'm on a set.
I like, did it all day.
Thanks, I disagree.
But can I tell you something? When you see it at Cinemax at 12:30 a.m. with me and Shannon Tweed, you're going to know. It was worth it.
Who's Shannon Tweed?
I don't know.
That's
she's
from 90210?
No, she's married to Gene Simmons. She's in all the Skinemax movies.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing? You with her?
No, I'm being, it doesn't. Oh. Who cares?
Is she in the movie? Because I like her.
Look, I'm not.
She got some big old lady titties.
Yeah, she does.
Her daughter does too. Yeah. I like both of them. I can't lie. But she's a married woman. But the daughter, get it.
But what about Gene Simmons? Would you?
Gene Simmons, I let him lick on me with that tongue, my ball sack. Give me a little of that tongue on the ball sack, nigga.
I hope you like diseases.
You can't catch a disease through your taint. You don't know science.
Get dental dams.
You could, yeah.
It's pronounced dental dam.
I have never even seen one live.
A dental dam?
No.
Oh yeah.
Maybe at the dentist.
Have you used them? Have you used them?
It's like the masks you wear.
Are they like fruit roll-ups? Like what are they?
Yeah.
What's the consistency?
I think it's harder
it's
than
like
that.
It's like a gauze.
The Listerine like breath mint.
In a pinch, could I just Saran wrap my dick up in it if I had to?
Can you use Saran wrap?
I guess at gunpoint,
right?
All right, well, we got some sex ed in.
What else did you? What kind of birth control have you seen before? What about the Depot? You know the Depot?
I only did pull out.
The Depot shot?
The Depot everybody shot.
Everybody in Baltimore had one. I used to love seeing a Baltimore local girl with that. I knew I could run raw up in it. It felt like Braille. It's like, damn, bitch, you got Braille on your arm.
Yeah,
I'm reading a story. You getting fucked without a condom.
Yep. It's Braille for Darcy Blows.
Deaf on them. And them is young girls in Baltimore. It was like cattle.
How long does it take for it to come back, the baby?
Six months. 6 months, I think it was.
So 6 months of blowing it in there.
I'm blowing it all in. Bursting
wow. And that's why Baltimore is so beautiful today.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your work.
Well, you know, it's me.
Great job.
One man giving back.
Yeah.
That's what Dr. King wanted.
You're a philanthropist.
That's right, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but if it's good, I'm it.
Yeah, yes, obviously.
I'm a Hama Alita.
Nobody knows. I got a fucking pack. God damn it. I hate flying.
Where are you flying?
To Austin.
Yeah, I've been flying so much lately. Who cares?
I'm in a shit mood every time I get on a flight, too.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a terrible person on a flight.
Mm-hmm. Well, off the flight, you're not a fucking...
I get scared. It's fucking scary up there.
People don't care for me in a variety of settings.
I can only imagine sitting next to you in a crowded plane.
But you,
listen, the horror.
But you knew this day
the
would...
The horror.
You knew this day would come when there'd be like a kind of female... blogger here and then a dude who like hates women calling in at the same time against me. You knew it was only a matter of time.
I knew we bring in all worlds together.
I'm surprised that hasn't
happened before.
I'm surprised as well.
No, awful. This is like a
people
prophecy.
Are scared of you.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen every episode.
I'm called, they know me as the daywalker. there's a prophecy about me. Alright, let's get the fuck out of here. What do you say? You feel like we've handled all the business of the day?
Oh, have I? Else? Already text Jimmy and Martinez and told him who he got a smack with. Got him a plane ticket to Chicago.
Don't be mean and send Jimmy.
I think this definitely merits
further discussion, for sure. Maybe not today, but maybe
probably,
some other time.
We could talk about it all day and all night, and we'll never come to
that,
a conclusion.
No, I think that it's good to discuss
it
for longer
discuss
than a half
it.
An hour.
I agree.
I don't know.
What's that, woman?
Yeah.
For one?
But
just everything.
You know, you guys
what
with your own
is.
Using your own names.
Yeah, the fact. Yeah, just the fact that you know I wanted to clear up
some
stuff.
We'll keep writing. We're gonna work it out.
We're
on
gonna
our
work
blog.
It on our blog.
How about you get some pants? Maybe some traveling pants, and maybe write stories about it.
Bitch,
get
a couple sidekicks. Whose turn is it for the pants? Hey, what did you do in these pants?
America Fiera, did you fart them up? All right, so that's the end of the
you
show.
You didn't expect respect when you came here.
Thank
right?
you for coming.
That wasn't.
You know you had
no,
fun,
it's
Megan.
Cool. No, it's all good.
You had a ball.
Yeah, I get. It was an excuse to come out of my cave.
We had a
so
vagina. Okay, nice. Sherrod, we had a labia.
A labia.
Yeah, and
a labia,
I hope that in the future, I look forward to seeing very beautiful, empathetic things from Kurt Metzger.
Good luck.
Well, you mean like for female comedian Amy Miller
yeah,
that I got
think,
in this whole
I,
thing
yeah,
for?
I definitely
oh,
Amy's
still
I was saying that's great. That's great.
Amy's oh my God.
Holy
Amy's
shit.
Amy, jump in. Jump in at any time,
right,
Amy.
Hold on. Mike David was not wrong.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Oh, she can't hear
we
it.
We are
well.
Terrible at radio.
Sorry.
Wow.
He was not even a little wrong about that.
Good thing this isn't radio.
All right. Well, I guess I got the whole rest of my career to go to.
But Amy, we really appreciate you calling in.
We really appreciate you sitting and listening for 20 minutes.
So
and anytime
sorry.
You're in New York City, if you're in New York City, come to the show in the studio. You can hang out and come on air.
Yeah, I'll be out there this spring for a few months, so I'll hear you guys up.
Damn it. No, I'm joking. No, we'll see you this spring then. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Amy.
See? Seems sweet. Didn't call me nigger, though. That's one part I didn't like. I mean, have some balls, Amy.
Wait, is that where it ends? You said goodbye to Amy and...
No, the show's not over yet. Oh, we still on the air, though. Look at Kurt. He just threw the towel away.
He's raging.
Throw in the damn towel!
No, he's got like a serious hard-on for this guy. He really wants to text at him.
Oh, yeah. No,
well, I got
yeah.
20 texts here.
Yep.
He wants to handle his business
hey, over
man.
Text.
Can't come at the king, nigga. I'm on the throne. Yeah, don't forget my new show on A&E starting in June. Airing in June. Yeah, new show, eight episodes.
Can I plug my Rape Whistle Choir
first
event
show
at
ever
City Hall?
Sold. Yeah.
Yeah, Rape Whistle Choir. party slash concert at City Hall Tuesday, March 8th at 11 a.m. We're going to give out 250 rape whistles.
So I'll be on the other side of town doing my
business.
You
will be hiding, yes. You'll be nowhere in the vicinity.
Where it's whistle free.
And we're going to be teaching people how to play fun songs on the rape whistle.
All right. Shit.
This will all make sense to you soon enough. What the fuck?
Well, thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in for Race Wars.
On Twitter.
Yes, yes, go ahead, Megan.
Follow me on Twitter at that betch, B-E-T-C-H, Megan. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow me, then that would be awesome. If not, then I don't care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for tuning in. It's Race Wars. You know, we're just doing shit, trying to bring people together.
I know. It's a harder job than it looks like.
It is.
Shut up, suit. Race Wars, we out.